Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful. It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Mark. This is Mark's Astrology Hour coming to you live at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. Monday, January 6th. We did it. We came back. We're here. I missed you so much. Happy, happy New Year. Happy 2025. Man, what a difference. 2 weeks is all it's been, 2 weeks, and it feels like it's been forever. I'm so happy to be with you. If you're new to the show, if you forgot how to do this, you got to get over to 12radio.com and click the chat link. That's the easiest way to find us on Facebook, because Facebook has a private chat room. And if you've never done that, it'll ask you to be invited to it. If you have done it before, then you know the routine. You come in, look for my banner, you'll see it at the top there, and you'll see a little button, a little word that says comments. And if you click comments, because a 10-year-old designed this, you click comments, and then at the top of comments, you will see most relevant, change most relevant to all comments, because we are not rating people. We don't rate these comments, you guys. Facebook does this. And you will see lovely people in the room, including Mark Husson's in the house. Hey, Mark, how you doing? Erica! Happy New Year, Erica. Erica's all the way from London. Happy New Year. Thank you so much for being here. Erica has her show, along with Peggy, who's in the room too. Peggy Reeser. Peggy's is tomorrow, Oh My Angel show. Erica's is Tune In with Erica on Thursdays. The lineup, the commitment, unbelievable. Thank you guys for being here, both of you. Truly, Happy New Year. Hi, Penny. Welcome. Welcome to the room. Truly is saying she'll be tuning in with a cup of coffee on a rainy winter morning. I know. I think the East Coast is getting plummeted, right? And if you're in that sort of cold, please, please, please stay warm and get something warm to drink with me. Serena is in the house. Happy New Year. Serena is our new producer. Jay and her have been working diligently for 2 weeks to get Serena on the ball, and she is amazing, fascinating. She is a Sag. You're going to be blown away. We're so honored to have her, and thanks, Serena, for all your hard work. Serena is also a very gifted and talented psychic at 12listen.com. You have a lot to learn about the new people. I can't wait to introduce them to you. So thanks for being here, Serena. Laura, hey, good morning. Happy New Year to you. Quelly's in the house. Gosh, Quelly, it feels like forever. Judith, thanks for being here. Our prime minister is resigning in a few minutes. I heard. Justin Trudeau, we should have run his chart. Hi, Karen. Welcome. So happy to have you here. It has been so long, Judith. Thanks for being. Laura, thank you. Renee, thanks for coming. Julie, I'm early to the room and first time ever kick off the new year in 2025 with us, Julie. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is so kind. You guys, it's exciting because I really wanted to run back to my little producing studio, which is a desk by a window and a little mixer and a computer, right? And I wanted to just talk to you guys over the holiday time, like just talk. I was like, I just want to sign on. But I realized how neurotic that was, that it's like, you know, you're my friends. You're the people I come to. And it's like, I missed you so much. And I realized that's like, so what? This is my morning time with you. This is the time when I get to connect and open up and feel the connection of like, the one thing that we have in common, which is astrology, but so many other things, which is life and learning how to be and trying to get through these cycles. I did send a chart out with my report. Please get on the mailing list. Please, 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 please. And if you're not on the mailing list and you thought you were on it, just go sign up again. It'll tell you at 12house.com, 12house.com. Just get on that mailing list. Let us write you. It's not abusive. I never sell them. I'm too dumb to do that. We just write you and tell you what's going on. You can delete anything that you don't, if you're getting annoyed, it's 3 times a week. Please get on the mailing list because you are going to miss out on the amazing Power Peak. Really, really, really funneled and torched through by C.A. Brooks, who is a phenomenon, who is a well of information that doesn't stop. And so a lot of props for her and Mo and Ginger and Kelly for working diligently through the holidays to keep it going, to keep us informed. But get on the mailing list. I sent the chart out because I wanted, you know, I want you to have it. I love to have you would have a chart in front of you when we talk on the show, because I do want this show to be about astrology. This is called the Astrology Hour, but astrology in the sense of what we do and how we put together to define how we're feeling, how the reality looks, what stuff is changing. I mean, this is kind of, it's important to our survival, but you know what it does more than anything else? It gives us a connection into a way to define things. Now, I have so much to say. It's so weird. It's so unusual for me, right? So today is an Aries moon. I love having Aries moons with you guys because they're the moon of spring. And Mars just went backwards into Cancer. So now you are going to feel that. And the way we're going to feel it, I think, is going to vary based on where those things are in your chart. But think about this. Mars just left Leo, left the opposition to Pluto. You don't have to know what that means. Just try to follow the tone of the words. And is beginning its backward journey through Cancer. And now wherever, if you're a water sign, guess what? You're going to feel it. What are you going to feel? Well, first of all, Mars is about igniting us, but it's going backwards, right? So it's about taking that the fire that we use to leap forward, and we're leaping, let's just metaphorically say internally, whatever you want to use that to mean. But we are going to be doing some introspection. And cancers are kind of known a little bit, just a tiny little bit, little itty bitty bit of worrying about every freaking thing that there is on the planet. But that Mars in Cancer might get us looking at our worries of security, where there's a gap in the security measure of our life, where there's a feeling of like, so think about where Cancer is in your chart. It's typically, if you're an Aries rising, it's going to be the fourth house. So you just do it like that. So start there. This is just typical, because you're going to have a lot of intercepted people, like a lot of charts where it might be like in two houses, or it might skip a house. But in general, if you're an Aries rising, it's in the fourth. If you're a Taurus rising, it's in the third. If you're a Gemini rising, it's in the second, right? Do like that. If you're a Cancer rising, it's right there in the first. If you're a Leo rising, it's in the 12th. If you're a Virgo rising, it's in the 11th. If you're a Libra rising, it's in the 12th. It's in the 10th. Okay, so I might as well just do them all, right? So if you're a Scorpio rising, it's in the 8th. If you're a Sag rising, it's in the 7th. If you're a Capricorn rising, it's probably floating in the 7th, but it could be the 6th. See, I already messed it up, but you get an idea. So we'll finish it off. If you're a Pisces rising, then it's in your, probably ruling your fifth. It's ruling the fifth, the Cancer house. Now, just in general, so you know at least what side the chart it's on, the Mars going through your houses. So if Mars is toward the top of your chart, it's going to be probably issues with the world around you. If it's at the bottom of the chart, say, for example, if you're a Capricorn rising and beyond, okay, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, it'll be at the lower part of your charts. It's going to be more personal, more internal. There's going to be things that you're working with inside. And that's the most general I can be. I don't want to make it any more confusing, but the idea is worry, concern, safety, feelings of what makes me feel at home, what makes me have a home. If some of those issues come up for you, that all of a sudden it's like important that we embrace that, then embrace it. Then know that that's Mars going through the sign of Cancer. Okay. If you are a Cancer and you find your, and I'm a Cancer, I don't think it's a big secret. You find yourself irritated, and I have. It's like I was telling John, God bless John, because I tell you. And my dear friend Ethne had come over, and it's so fun because there's a part where you feel with friends you can be yourself, and you can sort of, but at the same time I have this thing about why are we allowed? You can't just be a complainer. you have to be willing to go to the source of things, of course, and good friends sort of make you look at that. They make you go a little deeper. And so, but I saw this like complaint, and it's a complaint about the world. It's a complaint about people. It's a complaint about, it could be individuals. It could be myself. It could be life. It could be the dog. I mean, whatever, but I saw it. And the beauty of seeing it is once you can see what you're doing, like where your complaint is, you can kind of opt to rise up from it a little by first seeing it. That's it. Just see it. Like, oh my God, I am complaining a lot. And sometimes when the complaints just don't go away and they start turning into worry, I got a text at like 3 a.m. about 2 nights ago from, I'll say an acquaintance who was dealing with depression. And it was an unusual note. It was just sort of like, but it was like kind of serious a little bit. And, you know, I noticed that Mars was like just about to come into Cancer. I knew that they're, you know, I pulled up their chart real quick. I don't know why I was up. I was up. And I was up for the same reasons. Like the mind was going. It was so interesting to note that to just be able to say, like, okay, I see this part of me that is sort of worried, and then separate just a millisecond from it, like, it can give, it's a world of light. It's like when you give a crack in a dark room, there's a little piece of light. That's all you need. And this isn't about faith and hope and all the good positive things that I love to share with you. This is about being able just to give a millisecond of distance between what you are thinking and what, and you and the thinker. Just a little millisecond. I'm serious. This is my thoughts. These are okay. And in that moment, to breathe in the possibility that maybe it is okay. Maybe I am okay. Okay, okay. I'm okay. I'm okay. Okay. I'm not these thoughts. You know, they're here. You know, I talked a little bit this weekend about like it's kind of like a constant companion that is always on the lookout. The mind is always on the lookout. What could go wrong? What's the thing? And when you listen, in a relationship, when there's a hook to somebody, when your subconscious mind, when your shadow has identified somebody as looking like this component you can't accept in yourself. And we won't get into the depth of that psychology just yet, but I want you to sort of hear this. When you have a hook onto somebody, the more that person looks like the hook, the easier it is the harder it is to unhook. So in other words, if I have a part of me that has, has denied my anger, I just can't be angry. And I have to meet this somebody who's very angry, and I'm kind of attracted to them, okay? This is just a wild example, and it's very simplistic, but I'm attracted to them. If they're a really angry person, I am really going to be hooked. Like, I'm going to be like, because somebody else is expressing my anger, and I get to be the nice guy, right? See, we do our opposite thing. If they're not really an angry person, but I'm projecting all that anger onto them, at some point or another, I'm going to wake up and go, oh, you're not the angry as I thought you were. You aren't that sort of like strong character. You're more scared, and more what I'm seeing, what I saw as anger was really scared. Well, it's easier to break that hook, right? What's my point? My point is, as the world around us is changing, and we're having a new presidential, you know, transfer of power, Justin Trudeau is stepping down from Canada. That's a big event. As these things start happening, and if you have a fear that whatever projection is on your government, if you have a fear of that, this is going to be really scary for you. And if it's because what's happening on the outside, if you're afraid of change, if you're afraid of, let's say you're afraid of losing Justin, if you're afraid of that, then and that's happening, oh my God, now you have a real fear. You have something really to be afraid of. And that's what everybody was talking about. And that, you see, and that's a hook. But if you didn't care, if you're not attached to Justin Trudeau, or let's say that you're seeing Donald Trump as the guy that's the new dictator and the new monster that's going to come out, and you believe that, and you believe these changes are going to happen, and this is the end of everything, you're not going to be able to unhook from that. And do you hear why this is important that you are able to unhook? Because if you can unhook from that terror, from that convincing, that moment of your mind convincing you that this is the worst thing that could ever happen, you are stuck now with that, the codependently to these events outside of you. And you're no longer in control. Not of your happiness, not of your joy, not of your surprise, not of your abundance, not of your peace of mind, because now it's being controlled outside of you, and you bought into it 100%. This is why two things, astrology makes a big difference, because we can now see that some of these changes in thought and feeling are reflected metaphorically through these spinning rocks. Meaning, we have a reason to look and go, oh, it's not just me. That's an important thing. I don't care how much you believe or don't believe in astrology, it's important to have something that gives you a little millimeter of separation from this complete identity with what's happening in the world. And would you give that kind of fear and that kind of horror story to a child? Because that's the one you're feeding yourself. I watch it. Look, I don't do social media, and some of you might think I do, but I post. This is it. This is the extent. If you see my dogs, my bread, or an astrology show coming up, that's the extent. And why is that? Because when I even go to do those things, I run across the fear and the terror and the hurt and the pain and the wishing and the hatefulness that is just, I mean, okay, being fed. I also see the loving Zen koans and things like that, which mean nothing. Like when you see somebody put these lovely words up there, they're just as, to me, damaging as the hateful words, because what it is sort of like, where am I in all of that? Where is my responsibility to crack open this sort of voice, these sort of messages that are coming in, and offer some love and support? Where is my counter voice? It's not on a postcard on Facebook. Maybe you get it from your spiritual practices. Maybe you get it from church. Maybe you get it from those Zen koans. I don't know. But you have to have access to it personally without having to run to your computer. Let me hope, okay, that you're actually feeding something in that is a counter narrative to, oh my God, all hell's going to break loose. Pluto is an Aquarius. Neptune's going into Aries. There's never been a good thing that ever happened under those. Are you serious? Lee thinking that's the message you're going to hear from me? And are you seriously thinking I believe that? Because my beliefs aren't going to matter. The matter is going to be, are you open enough to separate yourself from that kind of fear, mongering? Because that's what you're doing. So, let's talk a little bit about this Mars and Cancer thing, but we also have to talk about Pluto and Aquarius, okay? In this Mars in Cancer thing happening, there is such an opportunity as Mars goes backward for you to find the gap that's missing between how to love yourself and how to sort of put in some nurturing that we need, the nurturing that we need to make us feel safe that we can just go another day. Because if you're putting all your attention on how to feel nurturing, how to build the safety, how to feel the love, how to bring the commitment here of how to spread that love, and I am not doing hippy-dippy stuff here. I am saying to be able to look compassionately at another person's position and see if you can offer something that unrestrains them from the hell they're rolling in. Like my person who wrote me depressed. Is there a way for me to unravel that for them? I don't know. They laughed a little bit at some of my jokes. They laughed a little bit at some of my advice, I should say. I wish they would laugh at my jokes. But I asked him to write me the next day and just let me know, can you just give me an assessment of where your head is? because I the best I could do is sort of like, and it was sweet. Their head was in an okay place. The sort of, I think I bored them enough that the little crazy thoughts stopped. So it turned out to be okay. But it's like, can we have some of that in our repertoire? Because if I was sitting there and got that note from somebody and I was ruminating about the world coming to an end and the end of all these terrible things that are going on, if I really want to feed that to myself and I got that note from somebody, guess what? I'm going to be feeding back to them. I know it's awful, isn't it? And that's about the best I could do to someone who probably wanted to commit suicide. So I'm not asking you to do this for somebody else necessarily. I am asking you to check it in on yourself, to take a minute and believe that there is a that the only way that you're putting together the reality that you have is by putting it together yourself. You're putting it together. And are you weaving a story that you can beyond a doubt verify is the right one? Or do you have a little room for some hope in there? Do you have a little room for some wiggle room to get out of what you're putting together? I do want to talk about Pluto's effect on us and about what happens with negative thinking, because if you know an Aquarius, a lot of us do. I love Aquarians. But if you know them, you know that there's something going on in their brain that is pretty hard to move. And I'm going to start there, but let me come into the room and see how y'all are doing. Okay, because for all I know, I'm not even being heard, right? Do it. I produce myself. I have my own little mixer here, and I always have like Serena and Jay as my backup. But sometimes it's like I need someone to say, "Hey, can't hear a word you're saying," or whatever. So I'm coming into mostly just check and see if you guys are okay, because you're beautiful, and I feel safe. I get out there a little bit, and I'm like, "Okay, come on, baby, come on." That's Mars, my Cancer part, right? Hi, Jane. Happy New Year. When I laugh, it's because I genuinely get a tickle because I have history there or whatever. But it's not just a nervous laugh. It might be in there somewhere in there. Becky, welcome to the room. Good to hear your voice. Oh, thank you. That's so sweet, Becky. Thank you. Maya, good morning. Happy New Year. Lioness, thanks for being here. Judith, this is psychological and spiritual nourishment. This group space, it's just so nourishing. I was feeling starved the last 2 weeks, Judith. I was too, Judith. Thank you. That's so kind of you. Christine's in the house. Hi, Christine. Welcome. Christine has been dropping some insane piano pieces. This is like, she's a brilliant musician. She's also a brilliant psychic at 1-2-Listen. I'm so honored these people work for 1-2-Listen. I get really tickled about that. I do. Because there's a ton of talent. If you look at what they're doing, if you follow any of them. And Christine has been dropping these insane concertos, or I'll call them that, but they're brilliant piano pieces because she's a pianist and brilliant. So please follow those if you can. Roberta's in the house. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Roberta. You're adorable. I appreciate you so much. Oh my God. And this is true history. I do have this. Roberta goes back to the store days with us in the brick and mortar store. I see her. Roberta, I see you so clearly. It's such a sweet memory, and it warms my heart to have these memories. John has this song. Oh my God, I don't even like to talk about it because I could cry. I'm not kidding. It's called The Fading. Okay, I'm just going to out everybody. I can't listen to it because I want to sob every time I hear it. It's by Joan Shelley, and it's sort of like a nothing sort of folky song in a way, but he has this way of bringing out the words, and he talks about what is it about this song? He goes, it's the words. It's that at some point, everything fades. And we celebrate it. You celebrate the fading. You celebrate this is people long ago and I just get so choked up because when I talk about those things, I don't want to think about that. I got all that Scorpio in me, so I've buried everyone I love a million times, right? So you can bet there's not going to be sad music at these things. Why? What's the point? I'm not going to be, and this song isn't sad. It's more melancholy. It's more like, it's not even melancholy. I don't even know the words, but check it out. See what you think. But it is one of those that's sort of like, when everything's like the overview, it's like all of a sudden you're soaring like an eagle and you're looking at your life from above. And listen, that's what I think we have to do. Life is always going to be entertaining. It's always going to be filled with things that terrify the hell out of us, right? Why are we looking for it? It's here. Everything has that potential. And so what the mind does is like, oh, well, that could hurt us, and that could hurt us. And we have to think that way. We're in a world that is ready to get us at every turn, whether it's a bacteria, a cut, a scrape, a child, a tripping on in something in your house. You're always on. We have to be. We're trained. But in those moments where you have to create, and you do have to create them, a place where you stop, this is my place to create that. I'm not going to close my eyes and meditate. I want to. I bought a thing to help me meditate. It's already given away. Because it's whatever reason, I'm not going to sit there and judge it. I don't. This is my meditation. This is my moment to open my heart, to be with you, to remind myself while I'm talking to you that we're just passing through. And everything we can possibly do to counteract the horrific violence that exists in the world. Listen, violence on every level. An amoeba attacking an amoeba. A dust mite attacking each other. There's every level here. If you live on nature shows like we do, we adore them. I mean, I'll just Google David Attenborough. But then, you know, Kate Blanchett just came out with one. I mean, it's just, they're amazing. The photography is like, I'll freeze the screen and go, okay, can you take this in? This is sick. The effort and the amount of the watching these penguins swimming away from an orca whale or a shark or whatever, and up close, it's crazy. But life on every level is already filled with it. That's what here is. The minute we're born, we're heading toward our deaths. So we have enough to be afraid of, don't you think? And the thing I started with Aquarians that I didn't get to finish was, if you know an Aquarian, you know there's a thought that goes on that in their heads that they can't go away. If an Aquarius believes something, if they believe it so deeply, and this applies to Aquarius moons, risings, Sun-Uranus conjunctions, myself included, once you get a thought in there, it's hard to undo that thought. It's hard to believe something else. And so cognitive dissonance means my inability to accept something because it's so radically different from what I believe that I just dismiss it. I deal with it in a different way. I just sort of like my discomfort, I do something else. I just can't, how I deal with a thought that is so different from what I believe that comes at me is cognitive dissonance. That degree of discomfort, what I do, how I deal. When I saw a John of God video, and I had all my friends during the store days, all of the people that worked for, were spending tons of money to go see John of God, who was pulling big chunks of things out of people, apparently, supposedly. Well, I saw a video of it. Me and John were watching a video, and I'm like, oh, he goes, you mean, I go, no, I don't even want to get close to that shit. I don't like it. There's something about it that's just awful. For me, it was just awful. And he goes, you mean if they had a lump and you could go to see him and he could pull it out? I said, no, I'd rather deal with the lump. I don't want that. It was just something. I couldn't let it in. It turns out he was a sham anyway. I'm so sorry if you all don't believe that. Then trust what you do believe. But what I learned was, you know, just he was a sham. He was not a nice person. And I'm not going to go into that. What I'm trying to tell you is when you can't accept something, you do something else with it. Like, I know people who saw a psychic, like they'll call some of our psychics and they're told something and they're like, I just can't let that in. I don't know what to do with that. It's too real. It's too right. You can't possibly see that. I was watching Tyler Perry, I think his name. Is that his name? Oh, I hope it's not the, not Matt, not Madea movie guy. There's a, there's another Tyler that is a psychic. God, I'm so sorry. And I think it is. But anyway, it's such a dear soul, and he's pulling stuff that is just so weird to think that people are getting this stuff. And we the way we believe it or not believe it is go, oh, I know he's got a microphone, or I know whatever, right? So cognitive dissonance is like this thing where we can't let it in. Aquarians live in it. I was having a political talk. I think I've told you all this several times, but the Aquarian at the table is the one who had to get up and walk away because I was saying something opposite to the belief at the time. And it's sort of astonishing because it's so interesting to watch. And the reason I'm bringing it up is our collective mind, the zeitgeist of the planet, just went into Aquarius. Pluto just went there. And it is going to be so fascinating to watch the belief structures. What happens to them? Do we divvy up even more? Do we stay open? You got to remember, Prometheus brought fire to the gods, but in a way, it was the coolest thing he could have done. He got tortured for it, but he didn't think this through. Because what if all of a sudden humans are now using fire to destroy Olympus? Or now they've got their egos so out of hand, they don't know what they're doing. So they got this tool and he brought it to them. He thought it was unfair to keep it from them. Maybe Zeus had a plan. And it was Tyler Henry. Thank you, Jeannie. Tyler Henry is the psychic. Tyler Perry is the talented Medea. Okay, thank you. Tyler Henry. Thanks, Jeannie. And so if you watch anything that Tyler Henry does, it's kind of hard to deny that there's something dear, sweet about this young man, like Jonathan Edwards. If you watch it enough, if you get to their insides and see who they are, it's kind of hard to believe that they are in any way faking it. But that's what people did with John of God. That's what people do with these guys. There's just a belief hands down. It took me a minute to let it in. And I see cognitive dissonance all the time in the astrological world. And all of the psychics that talk to me, that work for me, the ones that communicate to me on a regular basis will tell me about the how people, like, I had one psychic tell me, well, I was talking to somebody and I said, there's a person named, I'm making this up completely, this part, the name, Mamie. But it's just coming to me, the name's really loud. And the person on the other end went, yeah, that's my daughter. Like it was nothing. And you're like, well, did they get excited? No, they weren't blown away at all. It's sort of like that person either came expecting, well, you're a psychic, you better be psychic, or I can't let that in too far. I'm just going to assume you got it from somewhere else and let's just move on. But that happens a lot in the cognitive dissonance world. And there's so many words and phrases that come to mind on this. So as Pluto goes into Aquarius, as we notice this sort of like remarkable levity that first starts, and notice this thing about the last two terrorist events, whatever you want to call them. They talked about it being a lone gun person, a lone person, and that was the scariest. These people are acting alone. They somehow had an idea they got in their head, and they're acting alone, and those are the hardest to catch, right? Now, I'm not saying Pluto and Aquarius means we're going to have a whole rash of them. I'm just saying the ideas, we're going to hear a lot about ideas. And so it's going to be fascinating. And we're going to hear a lot about AI. We're going to hear a lot about like brilliance and the magic. And we're going to hear a lot about technology saving the day. We'll hear a lot. And it's going to be fascinating to watch. And guess what? We're in it together. And that's the most beautiful part for me. Now, the thing about Pluto and Aquarius that also happens is I want you to pay attention. And I don't know how we do this, but I want us to pay attention to the mindset that we start adapting. And it is a zeitgeist. It is the collective mind the collective mind and see how things start showing up. This Justin Trudeau thing is part of it. It's very important you understand this. He's been 12 years, I think he's been the Prime Minister of Canada. And he's stepping down. He can't get voted out, if I'm not mistaken, Judith. But he's stepping down because of an enormous amount of pressure. And there's a lot of discomfort and unhappiness in Canada about the cost of living and the just everything, like, that's not being done. And notice that the big phrase, in this time of where our minds are waking up, the word woke. But think about that. The word woke. I'm here to talk about it with you. Yeah, for sure. I will. But the word itself and Aquarius, it's just interesting. So we won't get into the politics of that at all today, but we will. We'll have so much time to talk. Now, I'm going to be joining Oliver, who is living in Canada. I'm joining him Thursday evening. Will you come and join me? I don't know what we're going to talk about. Oliver gets a little loose and wild with his free association technique of talking. And I love it, Oliver, no question. But he is... many of you, I'm sure, have heard of Oliver. He's from Denmark. He is truly just a lover, and he is one of the original pioneers of 1-2 Radio. He's the one that figured out a lot of the technology to make it, in the early days, to make it work. So he's always loved doing this, and he's always been innovative, and he's always been creative. And he invited me on his show, and I was like, okay. Like, who, aren't they, like, I do think once a week, I'm one of those people. Listen, I'm not looking for any feedback. Don't give me feedback on this, really, honestly. I know there's a saturation point with me and my, and there's a saturation point. I think once a week is like pitch perfect, an hour. But because I was like, maybe I could do a show every other day, and I already know myself. I get bored with myself, hearing myself talk. So once a week is just perfect. So being on Wednesday with him, and it'll be about astrology, but it's going to be me again. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Now, I'm 10 planets in water, literally. And let me make sure. I have the Sun, Mercury, Mars, the rising, the moon, and Saturn. And Sun, Mercury, Mars. Yeah, I think that's it. So 6 planets. Did I say Mars? Yeah. So 6 planets in water, and there, and we won't count the water houses and all that stuff. I'm just sort of trying to not exaggerate this stuff anymore. So 3 for the ascendant, 2 Sun and Mercury, and then 6 planets in water, and I'll be adjusting to him. So I'll be, you know, when I'm with somebody else, it's sort of that water flows into that container and sort of takes up the mantle of it. So it'll be interesting to see how that comes out and what we do. But come join us, will you? I mean, if you want to. It's in the evening. It's late for the East Coasters a little bit. I think it's 6 p.m. Pacific. It's late for me. I mean, it's like, hasn't my mind been spent enough by 7 p.m. my time? But anyway, let me check on you again, and let's see where we're at. And I'm hitting refresh, and then I go and I hit that word most relevant, and I change it to all comments. Now, I want you all to hear this. I do not rate that. We do not put those ratings up there. So if you're like, why is that person a relevant commenter and I'm not? It has nothing to do with me. That's Facebook trying to manipulate the game, okay? Not me. All right, thank you. I'm scrolling down here. And then I just have to hit more comments. And then we get to a place where... let's see. Here we go. Lori Love's in the house. Lori has her show after Kat, which is after me. We're also excited to be back. I am so happy to share 1-2 Radio with you guys. So thanks again for doing that. And then Pamela, so happy to be listening to you live today, late but made it. Thanks, Pamela. Welcome. Laura, thanks for bittersweet. Is that the word? Yeah. Bittersweet's a good word. Oh, yeah. Yeah, bittersweet. Ah, God, I'm sure you're talking about the song. Boy, that song. Jackie, welcome. Good golly, Mr. Jolly. You even got even wiser. Jackie, don't ever go away. Chris, Diana, thank you for being here. Welcome back. Thank you so much, sweetheart. That's so kind. Lori Love, let's see. Are you thinking of Tyler Henry? Yes, I am, Lori. Thanks for nailing it. I had to have somebody text me because I hadn't hit refresh yet. So our prime minister resigned and life goes on. So Judith is just reporting in real time, Justin Trudeau is no longer the prime minister of Canada. Jackie says, what a marvelous Monday here with you. So grateful for this moment in time. That's so sweet. Thank you. And hey, finally, no more Justin Trudeau. So tired of him. Tara, I think a lot of people are. And it's fun to watch these changes. Like, I'm not sad about him leaving either. I don't know. I don't know a lot about Canadian politics. So for me to weigh in, I'm just sort of like, okay. But there's so much I don't know that I'm almost afraid to weigh in. So I have really worked hard to be neutral, to look at things through this lens of, I still have a life. I still have to pay my bills. I still have to keep a certain level of sanity. And I don't want these people destroying it. I don't want my chain yanked. I'll do my own study, my own research. I really will. I want to be awake, but I'm not believing everything I hear for the first time ever in a long, long time. I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, let's see. It sounds like you want me to be upset about something. Let me go look. And so I'm trying, but you know, that doesn't fit well with a lot of people who need me to fit in a certain place. It doesn't fit well with a lot of people who need their own place to be validated. So I think that Aquarius thing, you guys, we have to keep an eye on our friends. What's going to happen with our friendships? Are they going to change because we're changing, or are we changing? Let's keep an eye. I think together, if we go through it, and I am at peace. This is the first time literally where I feel the true soul family, my bloodline family is gone, and my true soul family is, and I use that word, I almost hate using that word, but there's something freeing about the fact that you get to love freely the people that you feel connected with and aligned to and that love you back. And that's just a very new place. So, and it's so good to share that out loud with you. I want to look real quickly at the week ahead. Now, this is an Aries moon, so there's a lot of excitement in the air. We just had big breaking news. That is news for Canada, for real. I don't know what the effects will be. You guys understand your parliament, I'm sure, way better than me. But it sounds like there has been a lot of unhappy Canadians. And when I talked to Oliver about it, Oliver makes no bones about it. We'll probably talk to him Wednesday about it. He make no bones about his dislike of what the man has done to Canada. And those are quotes that I don't know what's true or it isn't. I'm just saying, but that I hear that sentiment a little more than I hear the other sentiment of, you know, he was a great leader. I don't know. So I can't weigh in too much. I'd like to look at his chart. I think he's a Capricorn. And Uranus, let's see, Uranus, is in Taurus at the very end. And we just left Pluto out of Capricorn. So maybe this is one of those residual effects of Pluto in Capricorn. Tuesday, we have not much going on. Avoid, of course, moon for like an hour, if that. And then it goes from Aries into Taurus. So Tuesday, we'll be floating, checking out our diets. Did I tell you guys I did the Ozempic train? I didn't, I don't think. I think I was deliberately keeping that sort of quiet because I don't know. I'm going to be more open with you as we go forward, because I just, like, it's who I am, and I just feel like you have a right to know, you're listening. But yeah, no, it wasn't Ozempic, it was Tirzepatide, and I found a place I really like that is, I can't afford it, the kind that you go, no, I can't afford the brand name, which is Zepbound, but I did get a compound pharmacy that I trust completely, and it's like $300 a month at any amount. And I've been doing it since April. And so I have lost weight and I feel amazing. It's been a really good ride for me. And so I don't know how much of that to talk to you about or how much you all care about, but I just wanted to share that with you. Like, yeah, I am one of those people who is doing it. I'm not dieting. I made it a point. I refuse to diet with this. I want to just live my life, drink what I want, drink Olipops. I am not a drinker. I don't know why. I never was. I never was drawn to alcohol. I can't stand wine. It puts me to sleep. So I'm a baby that way. I can't stand pot because I'm a paranoid freak. So drink Olipop or Poppy, the soda. And I got this ice maker with little nugget ice maker, you know. And I got these little round glasses with straws in them. Like I got paper straws and I fill it to the brim. Like the ice is overflowing like a box of popcorn. And then I'm going to post a picture now because y'all got me like, why am I telling you? Well, I'm going to show you. It's so cute. I'm going to post a picture and I'm not going to tell anybody what it is. So anybody that hears the show gets to know why I posted a picture of a drink and it's soda. Okay. But I did. I will. I'll post that. Okay. I have microdosed mushrooms. You can order them on you can order them in the mail in Colorado. It's an interesting experience because nothing changes except you're kind of in a good mood. And so, but I'm a freak about drugs. I really am. I'll have a whole show about it, but I'll have a whole show about talking about that. But I'm a freak about, like, I don't like it if a drug feels good or if it, you know, I like to know that, okay, where's my baseline? And so I'm pretty much a soda that soda. But anyway, those were fascinating for the readout on where I was emotionally. And I haven't done them in a while, the microdosing, but it doesn't change. You can still drive, you can still talk, you can do anything. It just, there's a pathway, a neural pathway you feel like that opens up. And I have used those, and I'm going to have a show. We'll do a show on it where, just to see where I was emotionally healthy-wise, like how I was. Because pot destroys me. I mean, if I did any sort of pot, I go into a, I could be in a fetal position until the thing is over. I hate what it does to me. And I used to think that was saying there's something wrong. Like you got to keep doing it until you quit doing that. But I said, F it. I ain't doing it. I don't like it. So that's me. I guess it's true confession day for me. I love it because you guys make it safe. Okay. Wednesday, Mercury goes into Capricorn. That has me on pause a little bit because this Mercury in Sag is making me blather like this, but what's Mercury in Capricorn going to do? I have a feeling it's going to be a little more sober and like always. And we're going to talk about more relevant things in our lives. And I want you to pay attention to that because it happens when you wake up Wednesday morning, Mercury will have entered Capricorn. It's there for about 30 days. So let's see what it's like. Are you more sober? Do you listen? If you do feel things are more, and sober can be good. You know, we could be drunk on the idea that the world's falling apart, but if you're sober, you can go, wait, let's take a look. What's black and white? So we might need this sort of dose of Capricorn in our reality, but I want you to pay attention to it. Okay, please. Thursday, not much happens. It's a void, of course, for a couple hours. It goes into Gemini. Friday's all day Gemini. Saturday is Gemini into Cancer. And guess what Sunday is? Sunday is the 12th. And on the 12th, we go crazy at 1-2. We randomize all the prices. The computer goes crazy. And all of a sudden, you'll see these 99-cent prices just to call somebody and talk. I hope you'll take advantage of that. That's Sunday the 12th. Wednesday, as I told you, oh, Mercury in Capricorn. I'll be on with Oliver under a Mercury in Capricorn. So maybe I really will be more stoic when we talk. Let me see how you guys are doing. I can't believe I just blathered through an entire hour show. I'll probably go into deep remorse of how much revelation I gave. But no, I won't. I really won't. I'm not going to do regret this year. No regrets. I promise. I hope you'll join me on that. No regrets. Let's not have regrets. We do what we do because we think in the moment it's a good thing to do. And if we change our mind, okay, next time I won't do it that way. And I learned a lot of that from John, who just never apologizes for anything because he believes in what he did at the time he did it. And I love that. Okay, Lori says Oliver's correct about Trudeau. Okay, so you guys might want to tune into that. That'll be good. Judith, wow, good on you for finding something you did that did you good. Oh, thank you, Judith. You're right. I can't read. K-Dragons, congratulations on your weight loss. Take good care of your heart. Okay, I will. Thank you. Appreciate that. Laura, I love those little ice cubes. Thank you. I love them too. Those nuggets are crazy. And wait till you see this glass. They advertised this ice maker with this glass in front of it. And I didn't give a shit about the ice maker. I was like, I want that glass. And it's like, why did you want that glass? I don't know, but nobody cares about them. They're hard to drink out of. But then I found these straws. And these straws are like the perfect size. And then it was like, okay, this is insane. It's like a snow cone, but cooler. And I'm like, this is how rich people do it. Right. That's my thing. Silly. My birthday is next Tuesday. Can you tell me what to expect next week, Laura? Yes. There is a full moon. Let's talk about, let me see, the 14th. So next week, are we going to see you before that? Yes, I'll have my show then. Please post that again, Laura, next week, and we'll talk. I'll have the week ahead in front of me. Happy birthday, by the way. Lori Love says her own chart is Mercury and Capricorn. I'll be right at home. Lori, you will. The world will feel like it's on finally caught up with you. To you. Like, where have y'all been? And that happens when Mercury is in the same sign as what we are. It's pretty cool. Audra, same here, Mark. Pop makes me super paranoid and sick. Wine exhausts me. I used to think there was something wrong with me. You know what? I love that camaraderie. It's true. It's so fun to find somebody that has the same effect on, because we have friends that come. I know they drink. It's like, but nobody in our house, they think it's because John and I are kind of some kind of teetotalers, and we're not. It never occurs to us. I have alcohol in my house. I have a bar. I mean, it's a buffet. It's not, you know, it's a wood thing that has places for wine carved out. It's filled. It stays the same. It's been that way for 10 years, but it's like, I have a sip of wine and I'm like, oh my God, I gotta go like that. So I don't know. You know, in my family, they never drank. Is it a learned thing? Is it a chemical thing? I don't know, but whatever, it could be that. So thanks for the camaraderie, Audra. That's very cute. Listen, and you could come to my house anytime and drink to your heart's content. I don't care. I have no issue at all. It's not like I'm trying to give it up. It's there. I mean, you come and get drunk. I don't care, honestly. But I just, for me, it's like, psst, you know, that stuff just, I want to enjoy it. And I remember talking to you all about seeing Kramer, the show, and he'd come in every day from his psychiatric or his radio show where he was a psychiatrist, and he'd fix a drink. And I'm like, I want that experience. I want to be able to put ice cubes in the cup and fix a drink. Well, it's migrated into ice cubes in a glass and soda. But anyway, look, you guys, you've made my entire week again, as usual. Next week, we'll go in. I have a plan. It's going to be astrological learning all the way, I promise. I'll always have to inject living in there, but we will talk about what's happening astrologically. There is a full moon next week, and we'll talk about the effects, what's going on. The only thing happening this week is what I told you. We have Mercury going into Capricorn. Pay attention Wednesday. Just pay attention. Are you a little more so stoic? You might like it. You really might like it. Mars in Cancer retrograding. Okay, now it's our turn to, you know, I have to deal with, you know, watching my little temper, right? And so I will. I don't have a temper so much. I have an intolerance. It's a grosser. I'd rather have a temper. Mine's like the Virgo mix with Jupiter and Virgo. And it's like, oh, that is so disgusting. And it's like, who? And I'm so not a person you'd want to, that it deserves to be pious like that. It's like awful. So anyway, I love you all. Thank you so very much. Guess who's up next? The amazing, the terrific, the remarkable Kathleen Nicholson. She's going to be talking to y'all directly from her place with her cards, and her psychic ability is pretty much par none. Okay, I love you again. Thanks a million. This is Mark Husson. This is Mark's Astrology Hour. Signing off. Hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark's Astrology Hour, and I'm coming to you live Monday, December 16th at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. on the East Coast. How are you? I don't want this to be our last show. I do have choices, huh? Well, we have a lot to get to, and who knows if we can maybe finagle another way to come and talk to you during the break. I hate taking a break. What's the point? It's an hour of not being with you. That's all that means. If you're new to the show, or if you haven't been into the Facebook room yet, just to kind of look and see what people do, just go over to 12radio.com and click the word chat on the left-hand side, and you will be brought over into the chat room. It's a little private area, and it has, some beautiful folks in it. You don't have to participate. You can just like look for the banner that Jay put up. Hi, Jay. Jay has some exciting news. I'm not going to say anything, Jay. Don't worry. I'm going to let you say it. But he put up the banner, and underneath the banner, if you look for it, there's a little link on the bottom right of the banner that says comments. And if you click comments, listen to what Facebook makes you go through, because a four-year-old put it together, who is clearly smarter than me. There's no question. And then when you click comments, it on the top left, it's automatically defaulted to most relevant. Like, why would Facebook have a clue what is the most relevant comment in my private room? Instead of defaulting to all comments and letting us sort them out, it goes to most relevant. So I've been in this mood all week where I'm picking things apart. Like, what? Why don't they just do this? Or what is wrong with this? So if you click all comments, you will see Lynn Goldberg in the house. Lynn, how are you? It's so good to see you. I think I would go through some anxiety. No pressure. But if you weren't saying good morning, I don't know what would happen. I think my coffee pot would, it's second to my coffee pot exploding, seriously. So welcome. I hope you're doing well. Big hugs out to you for all the reasons that you know of. Penny, thanks for being here. It's good to see you. And Laura, thank you for being here. And you know, you guys, we keep scrolling down. We see Truly. Good morning, Mark and all the amazing 1-2 friends. Super happy to be tuning in and starting off my Monday with something other than snow and real estate problems. I bet, Truly, that's got to be a pain. I do like snow during the holidays. I do like the dustings that we get. It has been such this full moon. Today we went out in the dark. I went out with the boys. It wasn't dark, but I did take a video of how bright the moon was and my little boys, and we're walking. It's dark. There's nobody around. You can see the Christmas lights. It's so pretty. Yeah, it is. And so I have those moments when I do that where I'm like, I'm kind of grateful for this moment here, because it's cold and we're wrapped up and they're so happy and there isn't a drama. There isn't a drama happening, and I just like those moments. You know, it's a Cancer moon, right? You might hear some whining. It's a Cancer moon. Forgive me. Okay, Mary Jean, good to have you here. Good to see you. Good to have you here. Lori Love's in the house. I don't want to be our last show either. I want to do my show next week. Oh, Lori, darn it. Well, you know, talk to the producers. See what they can come up with. Maybe you can do it. Or maybe you can just pre-record and have it live and come to the room. But I think it's sort of one of those things where everybody else wants a little vacation. Jeez, what is that? You're a Capricorn. You're not allowed to want to work more, Lori. Jeez, I get it, though. I do get it. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Jean's in the house. I am grateful for you, Tara. Thank you. That's such a sweet gift. Pamela, marvelous Monday to you. Mark and the 1-2 family, happiest of holidays to all. I know, you guys, it is the holiday season. Isn't it weird? We were just talking about the summer solstice, weren't we? We were. And it was like summer, and here it is. It's like, is it like a week away? It's crazy. I love it, though, because it's been, like, for me, largely without drama. Like, there's not been, you know, when you work in retail forever, the last thing you want during the holidays is holiday stuff. And it's like, it just kind of, it's hard to beat out of you, because the holidays wear you out. They're also very exciting. It's a very lovely time. I remember the store would bustle, and we would just so rely on Christmas week. We would just rely so heavily on Christmas week. We would double staff. The store looked lush. What is that magic that stores do? I did it. I just don't like know how, because you're so lush with product, and you're taking this gamble that this one product you're going to be able to move. It's crazy to be in retail during the holidays. It really is. But it's also extraordinary. I remember so many sweet people coming. Look, the Cancer moon just has me reminiscing. Stop it. We got to get to the moment. Okay. I've been doing that all day. I've been like, oh, remember, and blah, 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 blah. And I came back. One of the themes in our neighborhood is they're doing, I think I told you this, one light bulb green and one red for the porch. It sounds like a new thing for me because I don't notice shit like that. I